Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a week to go before the budget deadline in New Jersey, and there's not a lot of progress between Governor Murphy and legislative leaders.
WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon is on our news line. Kevin, you heard from the governor. What's the latest on those budget talks?
Well, Steve, we're not any closer to a deal. We're about a week away from the legislature passing its budget, and the governor says he got about 90% or more of what he and fellow Democrats wanted. But it's really more about what this budget doesn't include, and that's the millionaire's tax, a tax on opioid makers, gun owners, and it doesn't include more funding for tuition-free community college, something he hammered home here at NJIT in Newark. It's not a community college here, but he talked a lot about the importance of affordable higher learning. So those were some of the omissions, and that's what's making an agreement that much harder.
So, Kevin, is New Jersey in for another budget shutdown?
At the moment, it sounds like it. There's not been a lot of progress. Governor Murphy says he notified state agencies of that possibility of a shutdown. He said today all options are on the table. One thing we've heard floated is the possibility of line item vetoes. And in terms of those talks with legislative leaders, he says there's been plenty of conversation, but no real progress on that front as of yet, with, again, about a week to go before that budget deadline.
The governor also talked about New Jersey Transit trying to improve it. Any updates on that?
As we've been saying and really warning, it's going to be another rough summer for NJ Transit riders getting into the city, especially certain trains getting into New York are going to be diverted to Hoboken because of the Amtrak tunnel work. There's still an engineer shortage to contend with as well. The governor says performance has improved. It's just not being felt across the board. He put it in baseball terms, saying we're not batting 1,000. He put a lot of the blame on the previous administration, says the one class of engineers that recently graduated, they will not be fully integrated into the system until the fall. So he says help is on the way. But for now, NJ Transit is still not going to be great for everyone. But as he contends, the numbers are improving and more help is on the way.
Kevin, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.